Shout out to Jigsaw and Company. You know what it is. Bullpen over the bullshit. Bad news, nigga, the bully.
Yo, 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 what's good? It's your boy Jigsaw Blue back with another episode of Jigsaw and Company. Brought to you by Puzzle Me Entertainment. You know you can catch us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and on the Anchor app. Download the Anchor app if you ain't got it. Get the new exclusive. We drop every Wednesday. Download the Anchor app and listen to Jigsaw and Company. Right now, I'm sitting with, you could probably say, arguably the hottest dude in the Carolinas right now.
Yeah.
Playboy Poppy, what's good, man?
What's up with you, bro?
Shit, bro. Now, he been on the podcast before, so y'all probably heard of him, but now he's here on his own grounds, his own terms. How you feel about that, man?
Shit, bro, it's glad to be back. Well, you know, I always try to show love to the Carolina blog sites, Carolina platform. So, wanted to tap in with you soon. I left the Fayetteville tour. You know what I'm saying? Give you the update on what's going on.
Yeah, of course, man. So, like, first let me say congratulations on the nomination.
Appreciate it.
And I tell this story to a lot of my artist friends, to a lot of people in general, like, You only been rapping for 6 months.
Yeah, yeah, since like December.
Six months.
Yeah.
And you are now nominated for Best New Artist. Not for the city of Raleigh or Fayetteville, but for the Carolinas. How does that make you feel, man?
That shit crazy, bro, because in my city, I'm from Greenville, you know what I'm saying? So we got some shit like Greenville Grammys. I ain't even get nominated for that shit. So that just goes to show, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? That just goes to show, like.
Do you think it's, it's friends related, or like it's a buddy system?
Everything, politics,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Music, to anything you do is gonna be politics, so you really can't say, you know what I'm saying? I don't know, give a fuck regardless.
So where was you at when you first got the email or the call that you was nominated?
What the fuck was that? I was laying down, bro. I didn't even know, you know what I'm saying, I had made it. I was checking all that week. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, man, make the shit. The people were sending me shit. Like, yeah, I voted. So I'm like, I ain't make it. I'm like, fuck it, you know what I'm saying? Fuck the awards. I'm laying down, my boy KB, he just moved to Raleigh, you know what I'm saying? And somebody at his job, cousin, got nominated for the same shit. And they sent it to him, like, could you go vote for my cousin? And he seen my name, like, hey, congrats, bro. Whoop. So I'm like, shit, they ain't seen this shit. Like, what the fuck going on? But shout out to KB.
Man, I imagine, like, because, like I said, being that you only been rapping for 6 months, you don't think, like, that accomplishment will come so early in the career. That goes to show that you got consistent, you got a good work ethic, and you be networking like mud.
Yeah, bro, you got to get out here and put it in their face, you know what I'm saying? And consistency. That shit goes with anything you do. If you ain't consistent, you ain't gonna grow in no type of way.
Right.
So it's like, and then with the way music is nowadays, folks dropping every other day, you know what I'm saying? New artists every day. So it's like, if I ain't putting myself out there, folks gonna forget about Playboy Pop. You know what I'm saying? The next nigga gonna be out there. So it's like, whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? Micro content, whether it's videos, whether it's interacting with your fans, you just gotta do something on a daily, you know what I'm saying? Get out there.
And you stay active on IG.
Got
gotcha.
You.
Stay
that's my
active
biggest. That's my. Hey, tap in with me. If you ain't following me on Instagram, Playboy Poppy. We can cut this here, right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. If you ain't following me on Instagram at Playboy Poppy, you know what I'm saying? Tap in with me now. Playboy with a Y _ Poppy.
So, you said new artists drop every day. We all know that. What makes Playboy Poppy different from any other artist?
I'm at five, you know what I'm saying? And this shit come natural. Like, I won't even, like you said, I won't even rapping, I was playing ball. Like, I just came and just rapping shit. A nigga I knew had a studio. I go in there and bullshit with him. Folks start telling me, like, yo, you five, take that shit for real. I'm like, shit. I was doing the football shit. But soon that shit was over, I'm like, gotta figure out a way to be a star. You know what I'm saying? I always wanted to be a star, take it everybody I know. So I'm like, shit, next wave music, fuck it. Went with it.
And you winning, man.
Yeah.
You winning. Man. You remember the first track you did?
First track I did, bro, was Boot Up. Yeah, shut up. Yeah, yeah. First track I did was Boot Up with my boy Cardi. Shout out Cardi, LA. Nigga named Slick. Boot Up. That shit went crazy. Performed it at the Imperial Hookah Lounge in Fayetteville. Mm-hmm. Shit ended up playing on the radio station in Fayetteville.
So, oh, wow.
Yeah, had like 3,000 on SoundCloud, first song ever. And I had the last verse. That's when I knew I was that fire. Niggas start telling me, like, hey, you get the last verse, that nigga, nice. I'm like, word.
Yeah, because if they, somebody listen to the last bit of the song, yeah, that means they looking for you. God damn, man. So you just dropped a mixtape? You want to call it a mixtape?
Yeah, EP mixtape. Just some shit, you know what I'm saying, for all my supporters who follow me.
And I fucks with it. We discuss about, you know, about what, you know, what should be done or whatnot.
Yeah, yeah.
Tap in. I told you. That's your runner right there.
Yeah, that shit crazy. That shit was facts.
Dude. How did that come about?
Shit. Bro, I was rapping. And want nobody, like, niggas were taking me serious. But want nobody, you know how it is when you see somebody, you know what I'm saying? And then I had posted a DM for me and Sauce Walker. I don't know if you listen to
them. Yeah.
So I posted them shits and niggas seeing it, you know what I'm saying? Everybody that I've been telling, like, yo, let's work. Won't hit me back. Start, yo, hit me. Yo, hit me. Yo, call me. Yo, let's work.
What?
Fuck out my face. So I went to the studio. I'm in there with my boy Nick. I'm like, call my phone, nigga. I want to lock in. Rap cap ass nigga told me to tap in. Niggas ain't want to tap in before, so shit. I'm going to hit me now.
That's the truth, man.
Yeah.
That's the fucking truth, man. I told you that was one of my favorite shits. And I do feel like that could be a hit single right there.
Yeah, that shit can go crazy. That shit. Wait till the video drop.
Oh, you got it. You already done did it? Or?
Nah. I'm going to get with my boy FTK. Supposed to be next weekend, June 7th. Knock that shit out. Shit about to be crazy, though. We got a whole little script for it. A little mini movie type shit. So
besides rapping, you got any other plans that you want to do?
Bro, once rapping is just like the gateway into the entertainment business.
Facts.
I'm going to be acting. I'm an entrepreneur, so there's gonna be so much shit I'm gonna do. I have a couple studios, like clothing, you know, I put that shit on, so it's like, of course I'm gonna have the clothing, but other than that, yeah, ain't too much.
Shit, bro. Like, I be seeing you dressing on the ground, man, so I can't see a clothing line or a modeling gig popping out the wood.
That shit is in the way. Seven, she's on the way.
So, what's your plans besides after the Music Awards? Because, you know, the Music Awards is what, in August?
Yeah, I'm saying August 17th. Hey, man, Carolina Music Awards, we at Duke Energy Center. Pull up, it's gonna be a crazy event, red carpet event. Pull that shit out, you know what I'm saying? You ain't voted yet, vote me, play with Poppy Best New Artist. Try to bring that shit back home, but.
Hell yeah, bro.
It's going, shit. I forgot what you got to ask me, bro. My bad.
I said, what's your plan? What's your plans after, like, what do you plan to do after the Music Awards?
Shit, after the Music Awards, like you said, man, just stay consistent. I got to get a lot of visuals out there, you know what I'm saying? Match the name with the face. People saying play with pop, and they ain't seeing a lot of shit behind it. So it's like, all right, I'm showing them spurts and potential, but I got to go ahead and show them on that deal. So it's like, after that, man, it's just videos. Diary with Playboy 2 gonna drop in July, so that's gonna bring in, you know what I'm saying? We'll have a couple videos before the Carolina Music Awards, but from June, July to August, it's up.
Just a bunch of heat.
I'm out there putting in their face shows. Might be in your city, so if you see my name on the flyer, your city pop out, you know what's up.
Oh, of course, man. Like, it's crazy how, like, you see people network, because I ain't never see nobody, as long as I've been doing music, listening to music, that, like I said, your story crazy, man. 6 months. So let's go back for the people that really don't know. Start from, like, how Playboy Poppy became Playboy Poppy.
Shit, it originally originated from my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Niggas got a group, Playboy Monopoly, you know what I'm saying, PBM. So it's like PB on Poppy, Playboy Poppy, whatever you want to call them. So 3-4 of us, everybody rap, you know what I'm saying? Shit. After football, it was like, I'm gonna try this music shit out. I put out a tape, Diary with Playboy. I don't know if you heard this shit, but that was just like couple songs I had in the stash back when I was recording. Like, what? A few months before I had originally dropped, I was just recording bullshit, you know what I'm saying? Put a couple songs up there, then I had paid for the studio this time, started to invest, you know what I'm saying? Went, put a couple fires, like, originally, you know what I'm saying? Good-ass engineered songs up there. Dropped that shit out, and people were fucking with it, like, duh, shit was crazy. Shit probably had, like, a band the first week. And I'm looking at the numbers like, damn, I ain't even been rapping, like... And 1,000 people might not be a lot to some people, but it's like
that's a lot.
1,000 people checking me out,
especially when you start, and that's that is a lot. So like before you, because I know you said after football you was trying to find another route. Did you have any music backgrounds before then?
Nah.
Or is it was just like
I ain't really listen to music. When Drake came out, I started fucking with Drake. A little bit before Drake, I was fucking with Wayne, but I won't never know nigga like, you know what I'm saying?
You a music head.
Yeah, high school, I used to listen to music before games, give me turn, walking and shit, but I won't never know music head.
So who inspires you now?
To make music?
Yeah.
Shit, bro. Money, opportunity, it ain't really nobody that really inspired me. It's the shit that you can get from music, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I took that and ran with it.
Since you've been doing this music thing, what was your favorite moment?
My favorite moment, bro, was actually the my first song when we performed at the Hookah Lounge. Mm-hmm. That shit was like a contest type shit. And I was still on campus then, so it's like we had made the shit, you know what I'm saying? And we were cool niggas, so it's like everybody listening to it just off GP, but then they actually like it. So we like, yeah, we got a show, you know what I'm saying? Hookah Lounge pop out. And they had just opened up, so it was like grand opening. Saying mic night type shit. Mm-hmm. But when we get in there, like, it's a line when we walking up, like, you know, we already think we somebody, so we coming late. But it's a line when we walking up, I'm like, yo, some people in here, you know what I'm saying? It's my first time performing. But I done, like, been in the spotlight, got interviews back before, so it's like, I wasn't nervous, but it's like, shit, I hope I don't fuck up. When I get up there, I ain't even had to sing my shit. They was singing. So it's like, that little taste, like, just showed me, like, damn, boy. You know what I'm saying? Because they ain't had to know the words. They could have just came to support. But they was actually like, yeah, singing and shit. I'm like, damn.
So that crowd participation, is it's a different feeling, man.
Way different feeling.
Man, that's what when I used to do music, that's what I enjoy. Like, besides, you know, I ain't really too much care for recording and whatnot. But it's like, when you got on that stage, that was like a whole different ballpark. Yeah.
See, niggas can make music, bro, but niggas can't really... Everybody can't perform. Yeah. Like you gotta be a package deal. You gotta look right. You gotta perform right. You gotta, you know what I'm saying? Have that personality, and you gotta be able to make okay music. Nowadays you ain't gotta have no crazy ass shit like back in the days. But your personality could win. You know what I'm saying?
That's
your
true.
Music could be okay.
Because me and my boy Don was just talking about that. On the way up here, like the new cats nowadays, they don't really have no stage presence.
Nah, that's why they get up there and their shows be like. Yeah, but they have like 5 million Instagram followers because they funny as hell. Like
you said, their personality.
But it's a lane for everybody.
That's true.
So they gonna be in there a couple of years, get their money and get out. And you got some folks that really gonna stay in there, grind it out. You know what I'm saying? Get paid from the shit. So it's like, whatever you want to take from it, that's what you take from it.
Where'd you get your stage presence from?
See, bro, I just like being in the goddamn spotlight. I ain't gonna hold you.
That came from football?
Yeah, that came from football.
What position you play?
Outside linebacker, running back, both really.
What was your most memorable game?
Shit, my first varsity game, I was 10th grade starting. I played varsity 9th grade, but I didn't start. 10th grade starting, scored 3 touchdowns on Farmer Central, bitch ass. 3 touchdowns, y'all some shit, you know what I'm saying? But 3, and I was legit out there, like, that was grown men back then, like, 2013, 2012, that's when niggas was big as hell in high school. Niggas was little now, but yeah. 3 touchdowns, blowed y'all ass out, like, yeah.
Okay, let me dive back into the music thing. What was your worst moment?
Music?
Yeah.
Shit, bro. My worst moment musically. I had a show in Raleigh. It was like a showcase type shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Boom. But it was one of my homeboy supposed to show up. He was on the song, but he didn't show up. So I'm in there like, damn, I don't really know what to do when a nigga don't show up and you got, you know what I'm saying, he on the song, which, so it's like, it's gonna be new. So I'm in there, bro, just getting drunk, like lit. Like, fuck it, I'm out of the crib. Like, just getting lit. Where I get my time to perform, I get up there, like, head down the whole time. Like, I'm turnt, but it's like, the performance won't shit.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And they want to buy in the club, so I'm nervous. Ain't nobody in there. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, damn, is this shit really for me? Mm-hmm. But then times after that, like, I rock that bitch out, so it's like.
And this was this after your first, your.
Yeah, this, the first performance I ever did was way before I started doing music. It was okay. Like, remember I told you, my homeboy did music.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that's, we all live together in the same suite. I don't know if you know how UPA is, the federal state, but we all live together, four of us. So, you know what I'm saying? That was a different experience. That's like, it's four people out there with you. And it's like, they homeboys know it. They homeboys know it. You know what I'm saying? The girls know it. It's a different thing. But when you in there by yourself and you really got to win the crowd, don't nobody know who played with Poppy is. You know what I'm saying? I was winning that day because people knew me from playing football. So it's like, regardless of how this shit go, folks gonna fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? But when you get out in front of new people and it's unbiased, like.
Yeah, you gotta win them over.
Yeah, shit was different. But it won't shit.
Shit, so. What is your strategy when it comes to networking?
And that's crazy, bro. Because the internet make the world so small.
Facts.
Like, but in person networking, bro, I really just, you know what I'm saying, fill a nigga out, and then I be the nigga to go approach him. Like, I put my ego to the side, like, yo, you hard, fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? Who you fuck with, what's your campaign, like, where you from, you know what I'm saying? Tap in with him, and, you know, he go sharing your shit, I share his shit. So it's really like, you getting best of both worlds.
And that's cool that you don't have an ego, because
like, you can't have an ego in this shit when you ain't nobody. Like, when you trying to come up, you can't have an ego in this shit. That's why I'd be like, niggas be like, I ain't doing showcases, I ain't doing this, I ain't. Nigga, how you gonna grow? How you gonna, your brand, you know what I'm saying? Not you as an artist, but your brand will never grow if you don't get out there and be like, yo, this is what I do, this is who I am, this is what I do.
Because I kind of look at doing showcases as training.
But that shit like a combine, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if y'all know about sports or whatever, but I always got that related. That shit like a combine. You get out there, people see what you can do. Folks like, all right, we gonna watch you. You know what I'm saying? In the combine, what you do? Year after year, you keep going to the combine, 9th through 12th grade. So now after you've been doing it, it's like, all right, now the major leagues looking at your ass. Now you got the A&R, the labels, the DJs. Like, yo, who that? So like, you just keep going up the pole, bro. And shit, that shit. That's how I look at it, and that shit worked with me. So
that's a good way to put it. Cause like I ain't even thought about that as far as like showcase. Yeah. That's dead on perfect.
Bro. Bro, I really be sitting back and like, before I got into this music shit, I watched a lot of niggas try this shit and not go nowhere.
Right.
So before I got into it, I really sat back, thought about it. Like, this my supporters, this my fans, this my crowd, this, you know what I'm saying, the people I gotta make music for, this the image I got, so this what I gotta do, you know what I'm saying? The marketing shit, figure that out. After you get that, see, all you do, put a little money into yourself, the music gonna speak for itself. You know what I'm saying? That's why you got niggas who got a lot of money, music ass, never go nowhere. Like, so it's like, shit, the music gotta still be hot.
That's true, man, yeah. That's fucking true. So have you like ever ran into somebody that like, was like, yeah, I want to work with you, but that shit was trash?
Bro, all the time.
So what you do in that situation, man?
Shit, bro. See, nigga like me, bro, I'm just be like, all right, you know what I'm saying? I got you, bro. Right. Because I ain't really got time for a nigga to be goddamn, nigga ain't going to fuck with my shit, like. Fuck him, you know what I'm saying?
That's
all right. So I got you, bro, at the right time, though. You keep progressing, getting better, you know what I'm saying? I see you actually putting money in your shit, you working, you know what I'm saying? I get up there and turn it up with you, sure. But you ain't about to just be no ass nigga and, oh, I know him. Oh, he rap. Oh, he got a buzz. Oh, yeah, let's do a song. Hell no.
Because I think that's what a lot of people do.
Bro, a lot of motherfuckers do that. And it's like, I do that shit, bro, because I don't give a damn who blow up. Because we all, you know what I'm saying, from the same spot. We all fuck with each other. I'm going to put you on, you're going to put me on. So if I know a nigga, like, all right, this nigga don't rap, but he can rap, and he got the personality, like, he a cool nigga, I'd be like, bro, rap. Like, go ahead, I'll throw you a verse. You know what I'm saying? Come on, I done did it. Right. And niggas started rapping. So I'm like, yeah. But if you just trying to come up and you ain't got no, you know what I'm saying? Because you can look at a nigga and be like, all right, nigga got potential for this crowd. It's different lanes. But you can look at some niggas and be like, yeah, that nigga ain't, he just trying to do this shit. You know what I'm saying? A lot of niggas just want to do this shit.
Yeah, because that's why I got out.
Yeah.
Like you said, a lot of niggas want to do it. And it's, sometimes I feel like it's not the passion. Like, the passion out there, and they don't work in their craft. Mm-mm. And that's why I fucks with, like, that's why I fucks with you. That's why I fuck with Clark. That's why
Shout out to Clark.
That's why I fuck with Dom. Like, it's just people that I know that they're serious about their craft that makes me want to work. Like, if you're not serious about your craft, I feel like I cannot work with you.
And then, bro, the way the world is now, folks gonna talk about you, so you might as well give them some good shit to talk about. Because if you put out some bullshit, it's like, alright, folks ain't gonna just scroll past you being a rapper. They gonna like, oh, this nigga rapping, let me see. Ass.
Yeah, the folks they gonna tell you.
Like, they gonna put you in the group chat, yeah, this nigga some whoop whoop, you know what I'm saying? They ready to talk bad, so it's like.
I understood that at a young age, like, regardless whatever you do, you gonna have people that's gonna talk good about you.
Definitely.
You got people that's talk bad about you.
Definitely.
Whether if you doing good, doing bad, or you ain't doing shit, they still gonna find a way to say something about you.
They gonna say something, bro. That's why I learned not to give a damn. Like, I put on whatever, I say whatever, and I don't give a damn.
How long it take you to get, like, to that point?
Shit, bro, I was.
Cause it took me damn near 24 years.
Nah, I was about. See, bro, it got like, boom. So about 10th grade, you know what I'm saying? After that game I told you about, shit was up. Like, before then, I was just like, oh, that's Poppy from Moorwood, you know what I'm saying? You get a little name off where you're from, who you hang with, but it's like, I won't really, you know what I'm saying? Start playing football, shit went up after that. So I'm like, you'll hear folks like, oh, he's some ass, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You're gonna always hear, oh, you some ass, you big for nothing, you da da da, but I got offers. So it's like, how can you tell me this when this is here? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just learned, like, they gonna say whatever. You know what I'm saying? When I first started playing, I used some ass. Now, time passed, this offer. These D1 schools. So that was like, all right, what can you say? But you still
hate?
Yeah, so still it's hate. Like, you gonna learn folks gonna say whatever, bro. You know what I'm saying? It's always gonna be critics, it's always gonna be somebody talking. Fuck that, you know what I'm saying? Go get your money, do what you want to do, because you can do it, you know what I'm saying? As long as you take it serious and not be like, all right, I'm about to do this, but you half-assing. If you really get out there and be like, all right, I'm about to do this, and you think about doing it, put that shit out in the universe, shit gonna come back, bro.
Yeah, man. I'm
telling you.
So, acting, was you like a movie head, and that's why you want to get in acting? Was that like a...
That's some shit I always wanted to do. Like, bro, I always wanted to be like a star, like a TV star. Like,
okay.
Like, on the TV. I come from, like, not seeing nobody ever do that shit. So it's like, all right, if I ever get the chance to do it, then I'm going to do it. And I done got, like, all right, the platform where, you know what I'm saying, I can do the shit. And it's like, once you build a brand and you know for certain shit, like, you start to fit an image, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So now it's like, I look at movies, like, oh, I can be that. That character right there, I can do, you know what I'm saying?
So have you had any prior experience with acting or?
Drama class in high school.
Okay.
Really. But you know niggas be in that shit for the girls, so facts. It's like, I want to, you know,
facts.
I want to take that shit serious.
Yeah, I took drama in school too, but they was like, you gonna be in the play? Nope.
No.
You gonna do lighting? Nope.
No, but I was in the drama, the damn, what is it, the choir, all this shit, boy.
I do all that. I did TV broadcasting.
I mean, that shit was lit. What? Last row behind all them girls. Dum, dum, dum. Do, re, mi. Like, man, fuck this shit. There was so many girls, I'm like, fuck it. You know what I'm saying? So that's where it came from, not giving a fuck. Like, you can't give a fuck. You in there really singing, and you playing football, and you from the hood. It's like, what the hell?
Hey, man, they just show you, they just show you your versatility and how you able to adapt to different coaches, man. Different movements.
You learn how to do everything for yourself, you'll get far.
Facts. I tell my kids that all the time. Like, if you worry about yourself, everything's smooth sailing.
How many kids you got?
Hey, we ain't gonna talk about that. No, between me and my wife, we got six all together. Like I said, I just try to tell them like stuff that a lot of our peoples wasn't taught, as far as like credit, as far as like, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. And like I said,
but anybody gonna tell you that shit,
especially coming from
the hood or low poverty or whatever, and folks ain't got shit, they looking at it like, I don't want them to have shit either, even though I ain't got shit.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
And I put a lot of blame on our parents, because I look at the white community, I look at the Asian community, the Mexican community. They keep their kids in until the kids feel like they're ready.
Yeah, definitely.
And
black folks,
as soon as you turn 18,
man,
you gotta get out. You gotta get going. So like I said, I try to give, you know, I want to give my kids the opportunities that I didn't have, and push them to do whatever they want to do.
Definitely.
Man, got off that one. We're going to take a quick break, man.
It's cool, bro. Playboy. Y'all already know what the fuck going on. Y'all already know what the fuck it is. Your boy Playboy Poppy, man. You tuned in to Jigsaw Company. Yeah, tap in.
Yo, what's good? This your boy Jigsaw Blue, host of Jigsaw & Company. But this is not about me. This is me showing love to my peoples. Shout-outs to Marley at THSH Radio. It's on all streaming platforms that have podcasts. Y'all need to go support him. Subscribe to his podcast. And shout-outs to BJ The Best, Cab229. He's out there working. Y'all need to get out there, support his podcast, subscribe to his. Do this for the love. If you ain't support your friends, I don't know what you're doing. Yo, please subscribe to these podcasts. Cab 229 with BJ The Best, THSH Radio with my homie Marley, on all streaming platforms, Google Podcasts, Spotify, CastBox, Apple Podcasts. And if you haven't, you should download the Anchor app so you can get that exclusive real quick. And also, Jigsaw and Company is all on streaming platforms as well. So subscribe, support, and let's get it in.
Yo, we back. Here with Poppy. So back to your performance, man. Have you ever dealt with like anxiety while performing?
Yeah. Bro, I done performed at like some crowds where it's all white people. I done performed at some crowds where it's like straight hood shit. I done performed like, I done been in so many different spots. It's like you never know how the crowd gonna react.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And you got niggas looking at you, grilling you. Cause you know the girls gonna be in the front, but they looking like, who the hell this nigga? They ain't rapping. So you in they city, so it's like shit.
So how you deal with as far as like all right? So you said you deal with a crowd of white people. How did you deal with that part?
So you really just gotta judge the crowd. You know what I'm saying? Look at your catalog of music, see what you got, what you think they'll like. Man, that bad. That's why I try to be. Bro, I'm trying to get a big bag in this shit, so I ain't gonna be no underground trap rapper. Like I'm trying to be mainstream.
Facts.
Huge, you know what I'm saying? Like big. So it's like, when I'm making music, that's what I think about. I don't put local shit in my music. I don't put like, I try to put something that everybody can gravitate to.
Mm-hmm. Do you think radio play will help you as an artist right now?
Bro, fuck the radio. You making music. Look, if you making music right now, fuck the radio, bro. There's so many radio stations online, so many YouTube podcasts, there's so much shit on the internet. And then when people get in their cars, they got an aux cord, they got Bluetooth. Ain't nobody listen to the radio. It's cool, you know what I'm saying? But fuck the radio. Everybody gonna make their runs for promo, but you don't need a radio station.
Fair.
I done seen folks blow up on SoundCloud. I done seen, you don't need no radio station.
I like to ask that question because, you know, I feel the same way. I feel like you don't need the radio nowadays.
Everybody want to do it for like.
The only way I can see an artist, like you said, promotion run.
Yeah.
Going on a Breakfast Club.
Big radio station. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I feel you.
Folks want to get on the radio for people in their local city to think they bigger than what they are. Mm-hmm. But really, it's the radio station in your local city. You know what I'm saying? If you get on a radio station in Florida, Texas, like, you know what I'm saying? Hit them folks up. Because mm-hmm. your town, they know you already. Regardless of what they know you for, they know you already. You know what I'm saying? So you really don't got to get there. Support, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. So, do you feel like you have to go out of your state to get?
No, you don't got to. Hell no, you don't got to. But there's so many different cities in North Carolina, bro. You can hit, you can build a different fan base. You know what I'm saying? Your hometown will know you back from what they know you from in 04, in middle school, high school. Like they ain't never gonna look at you as no rap, especially if they doing. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never gonna look at you. And I don't care how big you get. You can be J. Cole from Fayetteville. They still gonna call you Jermaine. Yeah, I know Jermaine. Like, he J. Cole, bro. Come on.
Yeah.
Like, let's be real.
Yeah, and that's, I think that's a respect thing.
Yeah.
Like, they're showing that you know, you're not respecting what I'm doing or the respect that the work that I did put on.
Because the average person don't respect, so why wouldn't you?
Exactly.
That's why I look at it like, man, he's cap.
Yo, man, I love this nigga personality, man. Yo. So, do you have any, like, big homies to, like, guide you in any directions?
In the music shit?
Yeah.
Bro, I wish I did, but I ain't got nobody with this shit. I be reaching out to niggas like, yo. You know, I get personal advice from niggas in my personal life, but they ain't never been in no music shit. I ain't never had nobody make it in the music industry. Or I can look at and take their advice and be like, all right, that's credible. I'm going to apply that to what I do. But,
If you could go back and, do the music thing when you was younger, would you do it? Or would you keep it out how it is now?
I would go back and do everything the same.
Same?
Yeah. Because that's how you get, like, the person you are. You know what I'm saying? It's the person I am today. Everything I went through made me this person, you know what I'm saying? Regardless if it's the slightest thing to the biggest thing, it all makes up your personality, so it's like, hell no.
A lot of people will...
Once you start, when you be doing music for a long time, bro, you really lose the sound, like, that's what I feel like.
Yeah, I can see that because I'm looking at Wayne right now.
Yeah, Wayne, I don't care if... What year it is, you put a Wayne song on, it's gonna sound like Wayne, like back from when Wayne was hot, if that makes sense. Like, it ain't never gonna be no new school flow. It ain't never, you know what I'm saying? That's because Wayne been rapping for so long, his shit been hot for so long, why would he change what he do?
Yeah. Damn. Yeah, that's true. Shit, man. So, let's talk about the mixtape, full-blown mixtape. What's your favorite song off of it?
Which one? Like Word of Mouth, the little EP, or the Diary of a Good Boy?
The EP that you just dropped.
I put Tap In up there, so shit, of course Tap In. And then I got some shit called, what, did I put Us up there? I think I did.
Yeah.
Us for the Ladies, got some shit called Us, that shit go crazy.
Man, like I told you, man, like you had a whole, you had the radio singing, you had a shit for the streets, and then you had a shit for the ladies. So you're like, you already know how to put a complete body of work together.
Everything be calculated, bro. Like, once I get into some shit, I listen. Like, I really do my research. I look at niggas' tapes and just listen to the first couple songs, you know what I'm saying? And be like, all right, he got this type of song with that type of song, that type of song. Regardless of the artist. So that just, you know what I'm saying, help you build what you do.
Do you have any fears in this music thing?
No, you can't. You gonna fail so many times, bro. Like, you gotta keep going. Like, what are you scared of? If you came in with nothing, what can you lose? You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
I see if you got, like, on some bullshit, you got 100 bands and you're trying to put it up or give it to an investor, some dumb ass shit. You know what I'm saying? Because if you got 100 bands, you can blow yourself up with the right marketing. So, but you know what I'm saying, giving it to somebody, that's putting your life in their hands. So that can be fearful, but I never do no shit like that. So it's like, hell no.
if you don't make it in this music thing, what would be your plan?
Shit, I'm an entrepreneur, bro. I'm always, so
you always gonna be rich.
And I know I'm gonna get some money out of that. I don't know how much money, but I know I'm gonna get some money out of that. Then, like I said, once I do, there go this business, there go that business, there go that, you know what I'm saying, clothing line. That's all.
So anything you do is just really a stepping stone.
Yeah, everything calculated for the bigger, the greater good at the end of the day.
So, you got any favorite albums right now?
Shit, favorite tapes? Diary of a Playboy, my first one. I might have to say that my favorite. You know what I'm saying? I put the good and the bad up there.
So, if we was riding in the car and you play three songs to get somebody to put you on their playlist, what would it be?
I represent for the block. We used to switch out the bando. They represent, I'm trying to tap into you, baby. That conversation. And Diamond Dance, radio single, you know what I'm saying?
I got so much respect for you. I tell your story to, like I said, anybody that I know that do music, because it's, like you said, hard work, consistency will really put you in the front, put you where you really want to be at.
Yeah. Bro, all you got to do, and do it the right way.
Yeah.
You could be out here working hard, but doing it the wrong way. You recording 3-4 songs a day thinking it's working hard. But what are you don't need that many. What are you doing with this song? What are you doing with that song? I'm saying, who are you giving it to? What visual are you putting out? So niggas could be working hard, but working backwards. Mm. That makes sense. So yeah. I try to make everything I do, you know what I'm saying, productive or one step forward to what I'm trying to get done.
What are your strengths?
See, I do a lot of shit myself. Like graphic designing. I write my own music. A lot of these niggas don't write their own shit.
Respect.
Marketing, all that shit be me.
Yes, it is.
Like, I cut a lot of people out of the way. Man, it's my way of doing it. So it's at the end of the day, if it works or if it don't work, I know I did it my way. So fuck it.
Man, you ain't got to worry. Like I said, you ain't got to worry about depending on anybody. And that's what a lot of rap niggas do. They put themselves in a position where they have to depend on somebody.
And bro, once you that star, bro, that nigga, bro, regardless of what the nigga tell you, you know what I'm saying? Once you get so big and he knew you from, you know what I'm saying, back from way back then, everybody want that spotlight. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the new drug, attention. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. A nigga might not put you in the best position that he can put you in, because maybe him, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you're not feeding him as much as you need to. Like, well, this shit be politics, you know what I'm saying? That's why you see some niggas' career who be hard, they get put on the shelf. They sign to an artist, they put on the shelf. You know what I'm saying? Why you getting put on the shelf, you artist? Because this nigga, y'all got the same sound, he know you harder. A year from now, you'll be bigger than him. So he gonna give you 100 bands, yeah, come sign to me. Alright, yeah, drop your shit on this day, on that day, on this day. Basically controlling your career by his shit. You know what I'm saying?
Still going. Okay. So, were you planning on signing?
Shit, I need... I signed for the right situation. I ain't gonna cap. Because you need help in this shit, bro.
Yeah.
Like, it's a lot of different doors you need people to open that I can't get to. So, it's shit, if the right situation come up, then I sign. But the way shit going now, you know what I'm saying? Everything... increasing organically, so it's I don't really need it.
This nigga really did his really do his research, because a lot of niggas say, man, I I'm going indie.
Bro, you can go indie till your ass go broke. Like, if you can go indie, you need a hit song, and that shit gotta make a meal out the door. Like, I'm talking about stay indie, unless you selling drugs and you mixing your drug money with rap.
Right.
And that shit, that ain't really all rap money, so it's alright. You know what I'm saying? But if you strictly indie with music and you trying to get paid off music, that shit get hard when you independent.
Yeah.
It's you gotta build up the buzz where motherfuckers wanna pay you. You know what I'm saying? Whether that's your city, whether that's 300 miles away, whether that's, you know what I'm saying, California, 1,000 miles away, you gotta build a buzz where they gonna wanna pay you. So it's you need somebody, bro. You can't be out here doing this shit alone.
And that's why I got so much respect for 21. At first, I thought he was just like, you know, one of these, another mumble rapper. But I like people, like I said, I like people that study and they work at their craft.
Bro, in that Atlanta shit, bro, them niggas already be knowing the rap game. It just be like, am I going to get in it or not? Mm-hmm. 21, I already knew so many niggas that, you know what I'm saying, he just had to figure out, all right, what's going to be 21 marketing strategy? What's going to be 21 brand? All right, I got that. All right, let's go. Put me on the song, bro. You know what I'm saying? Atlanta shit be so different. As long as you figure out who you are and you ain't the next nigga, mm-hmm. then you can be a big artist. You know what I'm saying? That's why everybody big in Atlanta got different sounds. You got Thug, Migos, 21. You know what I'm saying?
Even down to the producers. Like, I ain't never see a collective producers get together and be on one track. Like, make one beat together.
One beat, bro. That shit be so... Niggas be in tune with each other, man. And
that's a beautiful situation. And that's where I feel like the Carolinas lack at is sticking out and helping another
But niggas want to be the one to kick the door down, which is everybody's thing, you know what I'm saying? I want to be the one to kick the door down, too. But if you can kick it down, and I know my shit hard, you got this fan base. Go ahead, bro. Kick it down. So I'm going to get in there, you know what I'm saying? Make my way.
I tell my people that all the time. Like, you know, it makes your music even, it pushes your music out even more if you able to network and work with this person because all you doing is just, you know, your fan base is listening, you know, his music listen to your fan base, and your music listen to this fan base, and... You know, you might get some that you might get some of his fan base.
Yeah, see, like you can't deny talent, bro. That's one thing about it. If some shit hot, I don't care if you're 60 years old, I don't care if you're 6, you're gonna bob your head. Like, okay, I might don't like what you're saying, but the song, I like the song, you know what I'm saying?
And it's all a vibe, man.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
It's all a vibe. Do you know any of your weaknesses?
Shit, weaknesses.
That you feel like you going to work on.
Hell yeah, my weaknesses. I just muted this shit. Damn, that's hard. I be working on a lot of shit. My weaknesses. I was really putting everything where everybody can get it. Like, I think, like, I just could spin really popping in North Carolina. If I put it on Spinrilla, that's enough. You know what I'm saying? Not knowing in fucking Denver, they listen to Audiomack. Or not knowing in, you know what I'm saying, California, it's SoundCloud. Like, they don't even get on Spinrilla. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Sure, you got to think about that.
Yeah, boy. Spinrilla ain't shit. Like, that's for DJs and when they pimping, these niggas getting their money. But you ain't finna blow up off Spinrilla to put a song on Spinrilla. Like, and it's hot and you only drop it on Spinrilla. Like, you can do that on SoundCloud. I don't see niggas do it, blow up on SoundCloud, but Spinrilla, that shit's sectioned off. Like, so for a long time, I've been dropping my shit on a limited platform, you know what I'm saying? I drop my shit on iTunes now, so it's like, niggas getting to it. Everywhere. I be having motherfuckers rush on my Instagram page. I'm like, the fuck they here? Like, for real, bro. A few months ago, they was never there, so they came from somewhere. Like,
so you really be my, like,
bro, I go to my demographics once a week. I check fucking what cities, what states, you know what I'm saying, what countries looking at. I'm like, it could be 1%, but 1% of 4,000 is what, you know what I'm saying. Look at that, that's a couple folks from Russia. So you like, all right, a couple folks from Africa. You like, all right, so I know they looking at it. I mean, I can build a brand over there, you know what I'm saying. They just gotta hear, you know what I'm saying. It's all about getting to them.
So do you try to like get more music over there? As far as like, I know you can, like, on Instagram, you can probably hashtag.
See, yeah, it get hard, bro. It's like, once you know you can, I look at it like, once I know I can do it, then that make me want to do music more. Like, it'll be a nigga, like, boom, the blog sites post, they get followers from everywhere. So it'll be a nigga from Chicago on your post, like, this shit hot. He ain't had to say my shit was hot. He from Chicago. Like, they sound totally different. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Future. It'll be on the Future shit. It'll be so many different people I go look at. African niggas. Everybody. You know, I be like, damn. They just showed me, like, all right, if they hear it, they'll fuck with it. So they let me know, like, all right, once I get a big enough platform, which I said, sign, that come from the labels, you know what I'm saying? Putting you out there, putting that market behind you, where they hearing your ass in Japan. So it's like, shit can happen, bro. They just gotta hear it. Once they get out there, they gonna fuck with it. So I already seen them fucking with it. It was just like the process. Stand down until they get there.
Off the wall question. If you was a superhero, what would be your superpowers?
Read people's minds.
You want that? You
really yeah, but I want to know what was thinking. But shit, I be thinking some crazy shit. Like everyday thoughts, you just be, you know what I'm saying? Word chilling, whatever. Like right. Thoughts cross your mind. You just, you know what I'm saying? So I want to know what the fuck you thinking. Like true, pure intentions about a nigga. Like thoughts, you know what I'm saying? Without nobody knowing, that's what they really think. You know what I'm saying? That's what I want to know.
Shit.
Yeah, that way you had the most genuine people around.
And what's your circle looking like now?
See, I ain't without family, bro. Yeah, the old PDM, you know what I'm saying? That old Playboy shit. It's the only niggas. It's select few niggas, you know what I'm saying, that I met along the way. You know, once you leave your city, you go to college, you know what I'm saying? You meet a whole different type of friends, you know what I'm saying? Because you know you build rapport and relationships with people. Mm-hmm. But it's like niggas I talk to, hang with. Yeah, then I got a few niggas I fuck with, but niggas gonna be calling my phone.
Damn. That's real, man, because like people, they really don't stay in touch, man, and they only go stay in touch when it's beneficial.
Yeah, beneficial to them. But you gotta know that, you know what I'm saying? The biggest thing to do is finesse somebody who think they finessing you. Mm-hmm. So long as you know niggas, what they good for, what you gonna get out of them, you gotta treat them the same way. That's why I said, knowing the nigga thoughts. So if I know this nigga pure, I ain't gonna think he finessing me, even though the situation might seem like, you know what I'm saying, he trying to finesse me or he trying to do some bullshit. I know in his mind he ain't really thinking like that. He just not thinking right. He just, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Shit, man. All right, man. So give these people your social media platforms. Well, yeah, your social media platforms.
Twitter, Playboy Poppy. Playboy with a Y, no underscore, straight through. Instagram, Playboy _ Poppy. Facebook, personal shit. Ain't getting into that. Shit. I told him, everywhere Playboy Poppy, put that shit in, you know, see what's up. Tapping in with me. Diary of Playboy 2, July 4th, you know what I'm saying? Interview gonna be out, man.
Shit, man. We gotta talk about that off camera.
Alright, so, shit, but.
Hey, man, look, if you also in the Carolinas, man, go ahead, step out to that Carolina Music Awards.
Yeah, get off your ass, go network, man. You in the Carolinas, I ain't know about the Carolina Music Awards, but, hey, did my research, got out there, and I'm here. So, hey, if you in the Carolinas, get out there, put yourself out there, you know what I'm saying? You never know what you'll get from that shit. For sure, for sure.
Man, like I said, much respect, man. Like, I'm glad to say that I'm a part of your journey to your success, man.
All this shit being marked down, boy. I'm going to be on Breakfast Club. Like, shout out my boy, Jay. So y'all go type in. You know how niggas talk about the beginning. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember shit, but like, I don't. I remember everybody that supported that.
Fact.
Didn't, you know what I'm saying? Supported late or whatever they did, I remember it. So it was like, bro, I don't forget shit.
Like I said, much respect. Shouts to my bro Dom, came up here with me. Shouts to Clark that came up here, man.
Yeah, I know.
It's a bunch of stars in the room, man. There's a bunch of stars in the room, man. Man, tap in. Fucking tap in.
Real moonboy shit. Yeah.
I will be posting the link to the mixtape so y'all can listen to that shit, man. Mm-hmm. Yo, man, support. I can't stress that enough. Support. Man, it's a pleasure. Cause
all you gotta do is repost support. Don't be a bitch. A lot of niggas bitch. Don't be a bitch.
Hey, man. And look, this will be the first visual, bro. So, sure. Hey, this is the first visual.
I'm telling you, man. Big and better. Shit is going crazy. Tap in. Everywhere.
So, you know, Jigsaw Company, every Wednesday, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor app, soon to be on YouTube. As you see, the visuals is here.
Mm-hmm.
Got a project dropping. I'm looking at August. a new short film featuring Brandon Williams, Raheem Baldwin.
You get me in that shit, boy.
Hey man, look, I got a whole bunch of shit, bro. I got a whole bunch of shit ready.
You do, bro, tap in, bro. Anywhere I can help, anywhere I can join, I'm with that. You know what I'm saying? Because you gave me a platform when niggas ain't want to give me a platform.
Man, that's all I wish they didn't, too. I fucks with them, man. I love the fucking energy, bro. Yo, like I said, Jason Company, every Wednesday, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor app, every Wednesday, download, support, share, listen, comment. If you got any questions, you can DM me on IG, Jigsaw Blue, that's GIGGSAW, the color blue, 26. Email me, jigsawblue@gmail.com. More content coming, more poppy,
yeah,
more life, man. It's Jigsaw. We out.